Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, everybody? We're rolling on here. Weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. Giving you an update. Third quarter action. Riverside up 28-14 over Ascension Catholic.
Got a lot of scoring in the third quarter. That's all I can tell you what happened in the first half.
Help us talk about all things prep football right now. Writer at Crescent City Sports. The only guy that ever saves me a spot at Saints training camp, Renee Nato, joining us now. Renee, always appreciate the time. How's it going, man?
He's trying to bum money off of you.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Mike. How you doing? Always great to be with you guys. Enjoying a lot of good football this weekend, man. You know, you're seeing the stars of the future. How much talent there is in Louisiana will be playing some of them on Sunday afternoons around the country.
Man, Renee, I was telling them about Isaiah Washington, who plays for Hainesville. And I've seen him play before. Terrific. He's played on both sides of the football. And I do really feel, even though he's got an offensive personality, he's really going to do well at the safety position. But to score two touchdowns, rush over 100 yards, gets a pick six, MVP, man, you looking at a guy here that was not heavily recruited until a little bit later in the process. Goes to show what LSU has picked up in Isaiah Washington from Hainesville.
And you know, Mike, you nailed it. Hainesville with their 18th state championship today. But you know, you're thinking of guys who came from Hainesville who've gone to the NFL. You know them all. Doug Evans, Demetric Evans, and Cam Jackson, who's now playing in the NFL. And Isaiah Washington might be joining that trio when it's timed up at LSU. But not only did he have that pick six and the score touchdowns on offense, Mike, he had 14 tackles. He was all over the field, and he showed what he may be as a safety for the Tigers in years to come.
He's got some talent. I think everybody, and so I'll throw it to you first, everybody's talked to me about St. Aug, Edna Carr. What a great job Robert Valdez has done in a quick time at St. Aug. And I knew he would turn it around, seeing what he had done at St. James. But what a dynasty Bryce Brown has built at Edna Carr. Now, you walking in the ring against the heavyweight champ, and you're going to get their best punch. So kind of preview this game a little bit. For people who maybe haven't watched St. Aug and Edna Carr, two outstanding football teams, well-coached, and, man, this game, you may see a repeat of these two teams next year, right?
Well, you know, Mike, I'm going to tell you what. That's a good question, and the fact is the scoreboard may blow a fuse. You know, you got Edna Carr with 15 signees last week for National Signing Day, down a 26-game winning streak. John Johnson, heading to West Virginia, had a chance to visit with him this week. He's looking to be the second quarterback in Carr history to win two state titles. Richard Anderson talked to him the other day. Big guy, best defensive tackle in the 2026 class. Trey Garrison, the running back there. But, you know, they got great receivers, and their secondary has signings, four signings of cornerbacks. Heyward Howard going to Texas, Maurice Williams going to Colorado, Aiden Hall going to LSU, and Torrance Sanders, Washington State. And, of course, they got two guys highly recruited for 2027, Jules Batiste, the best edge rusher in the 27 class from Louisiana, and Zylon Wesley, an offensive tackle, will be highly regarded. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, I'm a counter that because St. Aug has a really good quarterback in Bashan Tidkulon, who threw for a lot of yards this year. He threw for almost 3,000 yards, 38 touchdowns, 67% of his tosses complete. He ran for over 500 yards and 9 touchdowns. But I'm going to tell you guys, he's got 3 receivers, 2 juniors who are going to be highly, highly recruited next year. Raekwon Williams had 31 catches, and Miguel Whitley had 43 catches. But also, Derek Bennett is a guy who kind of flew under the radar. But all these 3 of those guys are juniors. So what I'm saying is both offenses have the potential to light up the scoreboard. It's going to be a lot of exciting plays Saturday afternoon at the Superdome.
So you telling everybody take the over between St. Aug and the car, right?
Even if it's over 100, Mike, yeah, I go with the over.
Woo-wee. Throw it to another game, and, man, when I called you during the week, you said, hold on, somebody wants to talk to you, and I got to talk to Hank Turney for a few minutes at Shawn. What a great job he's done there, looking for a repeat. But, man, St. Charles Catholic, they're not the biggest team in the world, but, boy, are they well coached. They always around the football. They're explosive on the offensive side of football. That should be a great matchup also between Shaw and St. Charles Catholic.
Yeah, and Wayne Stein has 2 state titles under his belt at St. Charles Catholic, and Frank Monica has 1. But, you know, last time these 2 teams met, the Comets prevailed 24-0. So I was with Hank the other day when you called me, and Hank says he hopes they're a little overconfident. But I'm going to tell you, Hank has a trio of guys, really 4 guys in the secondary. Jackson Williams, who signed with Washington State. Jaquan Carter is a guy who's a strong safety. And Rontre Carter, who he compares to Ryan Clark, is going to be in the 2027 class, the top safety in the metro area. And as a junior DB, Ethan Lentz, who has had a big, big game against Vanderbilt Catholic in the semifinals, 12 tackles and 2 interceptions. His secondary is outstanding, one of the best, and they can match up against anybody in the city. That's going to be a really, really outstanding game. Even though the last time they played, St. Charles won, I think revenge will be on Shaw's side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, Coach Stein does a great job at St. Charles Catholic, but and you think about, you know, what they've been able to do there. Not a lot of coaches, Renee, can follow somebody like Frank Monica and have this type of success, because that's a lot of pressure on you. And just look in that little area. I could drive you that 20 miles, and what we got, Hornville, you got Destrehan, you got St. Charles Catholic, Riverside,
Lutcher.
What? And you're like, man, how can they put out every year this? Because football matters. It matters to them. Athletics matter. And I've heard Coach Monica talk about this all the time, about it's really your first job in life. Okay, you got to show up on time. You got to do what you're told. You got to learn how to work with other people. And I think sometimes that gets overlooked in things. But I remember last year, off of that team with Hank had, so much of it, you know, went elsewhere. They graduated after they defeated E.D. White. Well, are you surprised to see Shaw in this spot today?
Well, they lost a lot, but Hank's such a great coach, and he said he had a core last year, and he switched, you know, his defensive back switched to offense as a quarterback. Alan Shaw moved from defense to offense and done a great job. He's not in the line of the great quarterbacks at Shaw, but he's a facilitator. He throws when he has to. He runs when he has to. And he's not the star, but he distributes the ball very well. But to answer your question, Hank's teams, much like St. Charles Catholic, are well-coached. They work hard. They play hard. They had good defenses and good offensive lines. And I think that this could be a very, very close game, even though St. Charles won by a large margin before. I think when getting there and stuff, neither team, Mike and Steve, are going to be intimidated by the lights of the Dome. So they'll be playing lights out from start to finish.
Man, you know what surprised me is how they beat Vanderbilt Catholic from Houma, because they got a huge offensive line. They couldn't block them. I mean, up front for Shaw. Man, they were running in there like they had an open gate. And you could see they were well-coached in a scheme that fits the personnel they have. And I could say the same thing about Coach Stein. He does exactly the same thing. He plays a little bit of football chess with you.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you something else, too. You won't see a lot of yellow flags with either one of those teams. They're well-coached, don't make the same mistake twice, and they're always in the right place. So that's the mark of a good team. But you're right, you won't see a lot of yellow flags in this game when those two teams meet.
Riverside with a 28-14 lead over Ascension Catholic. I remember I was talking to Steve about this. Lee Roussel was at Riverside. He was the offensive line coach at Nicholls State. And when they hired him, had a couple of people ask. I said, listen, he'll do a really good job there. He's a really good coach. But, man, to win it this quick, man, Coach Roussel really got it going at Riverside.
He really has. And I'll tell you another side story to this game here. Taylor James, the head coach at Ascension Catholic, he's got a beard, but he looks like he's too young to shave. He's about 32 years old in his first season on the job at Ascension Catholic. He's done a great job. But Trevin Simon is the leading rusher in the state. Came into the game with 3,765 yards, 57 touchdowns. He's approaching 4,000 yards for the season. And that's only been done 8 times nationally. Derrick Henry was one of those guys. So Trevin Simon, not a big guy, 5'9", 185, runs a 4.42. He had 34 carries for 519 yards against St. John Plaquemine. He does not have a scholarship offer right now, and he's approaching 4,000 yards in the season, and it could be close to 60 touchdowns.
That's hard to believe. It really is. I know he's not the biggest back in the world. Nothing stretching him to 5'9". I don't think he's quite that big, but, man, can he run. He's got speed and really, really good field vision when you see him out there.
He really does, Mike, and he falls forward. You know, he never falls back. He doesn't take a loss. And as we talk now, Ascension Catholic in the end zone cuts the lead to 28-21. So Ascension Catholic is coming back on Riverside. But, you know, Trevin Simon right now they've kept him. You know, he's done a great job. But another guy who scored a touchdown, Joshua Barber, 6'1", 250-pound fullback, a 4-year starter. He's also a weapon for Ascension Catholic.
Yeah, as a high school player, I wouldn't want to be trying to get my grabs on him at 250 pounds. And that's a load to bring that down in open field. But again, as Renee just said, 28-21. Now, Riverside with the lead over Ascension Catholic. But this looks to be a game that'll go down to the wire, Renee. Hey, keep us posted, buddy.
Well, I'll tell you what, too, and also, you know, in the Division One, Ahmad Hudson is going to be a guy who's the number one tight end in the country this year. And, you know, I mean, they got some great, great talent. Sterlington's Devin Downs, a baseball commit to LSU for 2027. A lot of talent at the Dome this weekend.
Renee, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Renee. You appreciate it, bud.
Stephen, Mike, take care. God bless.
All right, Nato, writer at Crescent City Sports, joining us right there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.